When George Washington took command of the Continental Forces in 1775, many of the recruits were farmers, not trained or professional soldiers. Nevertheless, they went into battle to fight for a cause that ran deep in their blood, independence of this great nation. Today, U.S. farmers and ranchers are no different. They are on the front lines every day, whether fighting for free trade and energy independence or feeding America's hungry people. Whether they are on the battlefield or the wheat field, American farmers contribute a great deal to this country's independence. One of U.S. agriculture's greatest contributions toward American independence is food stability. Americans have the most affordable food supply in the world. We spend a mere 10% of our disposable incomes on food, compared to countries like India, where that number increases to a staggering 51%. Furthermore, each U.S. farmer produces enough food to feed 144 people. Most of us don't have to worry about where our next meal is coming from. We take for granted that our grocery store shelves are always stocked. The same can be said for healthcare products, the raw materials for which are produced in part by America's farmers. When our children are sick, we can put our minds to rest, knowing that appropriate medication is within reach. As for those Americans who've fallen on hard times, U.S. farmers are working tirelessly to help them by donating food from our farms, money from our pockets, and time from our demanding schedules. As long as there are American farmers, we will strive to ensure that no one goes hungry in this great land. Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said, "The American farmer remains our ideal of self-reliance. The source from which the reservoirs of the nation's strength are constantly renewed." I believe this sentiment holds just as true today as it did those many years ago.